Hey, it's Adam. This is my podcast, Adam Dates Women, wherein I talk to a different girl every week about her dating preferences, funny sex stories, or whatever comes up when two people sit across from each other and actually have a conversation. Check it out, and thanks for listening.
Delicatessen.
Ooh, have you seen that
movie?
That's
actually not very... maybe?
I don't know.
I've seen a lot of movies.
It's French or something. Are you into movies?
I am into movies, but I have Netflix, so I've seen a lot of movies that I didn't necessarily want to see.
Just because they were available?
Yeah.
What was the last Netflix movie that you saw?
I've been watching a lot of Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
Which has taken up a lot of my time.
I thought you were going to pause because you were embarrassed, so you're going to say a less embarrassing thing.
No, and
you
said Dawson's Creek. It's because I couldn't think of it, and because I have been watching a lot of TV. But I did see A Little Bit of Heaven.
I don't even know what
that is. Starring Kate Hudson.
Oh, that's why.
And she has butt cancer.
Really?
I'm not going to ruin it.
Serious movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think a movie is would be a good date? Like, even a first date? I've been advised against a movie on a first date. Because you're not talking or looking at each other.
Yeah, but you're touching.
Oh, only if you do it on a first date. If I tried to, like, hold a girl's hand, it would be such a failure.
Well, okay, what if you did something before the movie, though? If you had dinner, maybe even a pre-dinner drink, then
pre-dinner drink.
Then a movie, and then bye.
And then dessert after the movie, because then you can talk about the movie.
Yes, and see if the other person's as smart as you.
Yep.
Oh, wait, I'm just talking about myself.
But you also have to be careful about what movie you choose, too. You don't do an inherently date movie.
Or, like, Ratatouille. Like
I
guess that would be my kind of date movie.
Or, like, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Horrible date movie.
Like, you can't be drunk and try to say it and fail.
Yeah, because you want to drink before the movie.
Yeah. We saw Soldier Spy.
What, you did?
No, I'm just saying...
What I really liked it, but I actually saw it with a girl, and it wasn't a date, but she wanted it to be a date. That's what it seemed like. We saw that movie.
Okay, she wanted it to be a date, and you were just friends.
Yeah,
she was like the dude's friend.
Dude's friend.
The dude friend.
Yeah, it's a rare thing. I feel like that comes up less in general.
Do you have a lot of girls who are just? Kind of like your guy friends?
Yeah, that's like how I exist. Yeah.
That's, well, you
that's
are
why
in
this
like
podcast is,
TV.
Exists.
They are kind of like.
No, I mean, they're not. Duty. Not everyone I know is in TV, but they a lot of people are like actors and,
well, yeah.
And like performy people, I guess.
Yeah.
So they are in touch with. I don't know. They're like well rounded or something? I don't know.
I was just going to say that, and then I thought it would sound douchey, so I'm glad you said it. Instead of me.
Yeah, but I don't know what it... Maybe it's like a lack of sexuality coming off of me or something. I'm not, like,
dating
them instead.
No, I just feel like you have to be able to get along with everyone if you're going to be in a community such as theater and being creative.
Yeah. Well, you have, like, a theater background?
Mm-hmm.
What happened there?
What happened there? Well, I'm so successful. You haven't heard of me? I mean, I graduated acting.
Oh, awesome.
And then I came here. I've been here about 4 years. Wisconsin, Stevens Point.
Right.
It's a fine arts school.
But is that the place where you went for 1 year? And then you...
No, I went to UW-Milwaukee.
Oh. Yeah, you say it with such resentment. I guess I should introduce... Like, I never introduce people. I just get into it. But,
okay.
I mean, you're Dana.
I am Dana.
And you're really fun to talk to. So I just...
Likewise.
I think we should just continue to do it.
Right. And we work together.
Right. Yep.
Sometimes
we've worked a few times together.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasure. And we were talking on a break, and I was like, "You should definitely come on the podcast." And you're like, "I'm really interested." And that's how you know when someone like immediately commits to it. And
yeah.
Thinks it's exciting.
Like, I don't even care what I'm doing. I'm such a podcast nerd, though. I listen to everything.
Uh oh.
Like a huge comedy, like The Nerdist.
Yeah.
Mark Maron. Like, every day.
Oh, yeah, that's how we were kind of talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I do too. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
But really fun. And then I was like, I should make my own podcast.
Yeah. You're really good at it.
I don't know.
I think.
That's weird to talk about while we're doing it.
Wait, no, you're right. I am really good at it. Have you listened to Alec Baldwin's
Yeah, I just started listening to it.
Fuck. Him and really Billy Joel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were telling me about
we're
that.
So
it was right after that that I started
Long
listening
Island
to
Delicious.
It.
It was so good.
Yeah, they're just hanging out with the piano, and Billy Joel's like, I don't have that good a voice. And then he could, like, crush some weird song that he wrote when he was 20.
Oh, my God,
20.
They're so funny. Anyway.
And Alec Baldwin has the best voice, so, of course, you're doing a podcast.
He does. But when I'm on the train, it's so low. I'm like, my earbuds are like going into my brain. I'm like, I can't hear you. I can't.
Well, but podcast is weird. You can't do that with any other person. Like, we can talk about it afterwards, but you can't. I can't imagine listening to a podcast with like a car full of people or something.
If you don't want to talk to those people, I've done that before. Where it's just like you put on something really funny or some kind of fresh air where they're interviewing Jack Black, and you know everyone's going to be entertained.
That's true. That
works. Like, if you're in a family.
Guess, yeah, but I don't know why I think of the podcast as like so personal. Like, you're only talking to me while I'm listening to it.
I think some can be universally entertaining. Kind of like TV. If you like sit back and watch TV.
Yeah.
Why not just listen to a podcast in the car? I drive a lot.
In New York?
No, but when I'm elsewhere, I do drive in Wisconsin.
Everywhere else
when I go back
New York,
to Wisconsin,
people drive.
Yeah.
In fact, there's no reason to be making this in New York, because when are people listening to podcasts when they're not driving? At the gym or something. I hear
that
train, people do that.
That's a long commute.
Sure. Well, anyway.
Hell, share my earbud. Stranger.
Yeah, listen to this podcast with me on the train. I'm in love with you.
Why not?
That's what I say to people on trains, because I know I'll never see them again.
Really? Have you ever just tried to break dance?
No, I saw some guys doing that the other day. It was okay. It was entertaining.
But there are always people that should be doing that. It's never someone who is really bad.
Right, because like, they practice. They must practice at night or something, like really late.
When the train isn't running.
At like 5 in the morning.
They like live in the train when it's parked.
Yeah, you gotta practice those pole dance moves somewhere. Anyway, I wanted we started talking about the theater. Your theater.
Oh, yeah.
And what, like, do you think that has like an effect on how you relate to people in general, like outside of theater?
Yeah. Had I not gone to school for theater, I think I would have been even more awkward. But now I'm awkward in a good way. Before, I probably would have been awkward in a bad way.
What do you mean by that?
I mean,
that?
You just meet so many people. You're always at a cast party. You're always on stage. You're always taking acting class. It's all social.
Yeah.
Everything that you do.
Yep. And yeah, because you meet those people. You meet some people in college who didn't get that experience earlier.
Yeah.
Seeing people and just being like normal or at ease with them.
Yeah. Or like, I went to school for biology and I just looked at a book all day. No. I actually was crying in class and, you know, trying to make people laugh or, you know, doing something crazy. And
it's all
scenes.
About relating to people. I guess when you're on stage, too, you're trying to relate to the people watching you. Or that's what performing is.
Exactly.
But then sometimes I feel, because I think it sounds like we come from the same kind of thing. Like
same cloth.
Yeah. I did theater, lots of musicals in high school and some in college. And then just random theater. And
so
like,
did people think you were gay?
No, I never got that, really.
Liar. You're a liar.
I mean, there's definitely more interactions with gay people.
But I feel like if you're a straight guy in theater, most of the assumption is, he probably just doesn't know
it
yet.
Sure, I'm sure they're probably the first, like, the few weeks they spend, like, all the girls spend talking about whether I'm gay or not, and then, I don't know, they all take a vote or something.
Yeah, and then they decide your fate.
I guess, or one girl decides that they're going to date me anyway and see how it ends up.
Nice. Did you date a lot of people?
No, I'm probably more because of being in theater, right?
So I think that would get
a couple
straight guys some
in
poon.
High school. I went to college for and I did theater and television. And the theater girls are like way more, I don't know.
They're
like
surrounded
easy
by gay
to,
men, so they really want you to be straight, I think.
Yeah,
they really
totally. But they're also like, you know, they they've worked on their emotions and I don't know, or like are willing to show emotions, right? So they're not like guarded as much. I mean, there still can be plenty of weird stuff going on, like
being they can overdo it too. They're totally, like learning how to do it for the first time. They're like, oh, and they're just so dramatic about everything.
Yeah, like being an actor comes with its own set of like weird, like things that you have like. Things they have to deal with if you're in a relationship.
Your classes fuck you up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I have to emote all the time and tell everyone what I'm thinking and just talk to everyone.
Yeah. And you have that affected voice where you're like pronouncing things properly.
Yeah.
In the right.
You sound kind of British.
Yeah. Oh, no. There was a girl in my school who has spoken a British accent for 3 years, but she was not from there. I don't know if she claimed to... He sludge knows who I'm talking about.
And
eventually the department just made her stop talking that way, I guess. They were just like, you're not English, so...
If enough people gang up on you by your third year, then you just stop calling yourself by a fake name or wearing your wigs.
Lots of weird stuff going on. But if you're starting a relationship with them, they're much more emotionally available, so it seems like easier for me, I guess. Because they are just wearing their emotions on their sleeve.
And they just want to have experiences because that'll make them act better.
Oh my God. I had a lot of that. That's horrifying.
I had a lot of that. Like, girls, like, I'm gay. Podcasters.
They're not podcasting.
Right. They're not producing the material. No, but there was one girl in particular who wasn't gay. But she just wanted to experiment with me to make herself a better fucking actor.
But I let it happen. But you're like, yeah, of course.
My best friend now. But
really?
She's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I guess you could go either way after that. It's like you'll never talk to each other again or you'll have some weird
But she told
bond.
She was up front with me. She was like, I'm kind of doing it for the experience. Because like in class, they tell you, you know, just go out and have experiences. Because if you don't have those experiences... It will hinder your process.
Sure, and then crazy people misinterpret that as why not just have sex with someone you're not attracted to?
Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and then really regret it later.
Yeah.
But it can turn out nicely. I'm saying that.
Right.
As one friends. Example of, she was up front. I knew exactly what was happening.
Yeah, there are definitely people like that I've known too, and it's like but way more manipulative than that person of how they're like, I'm lesbian now, and then
just for
like,
the attention,
yeah,
and like
just for 3 weeks or something,
yeah, so I can say that I was and so I can play that role and
yeah, and then the you room. Like break some poor girl's heart who just came out of the closet or something,
exactly,
it's like devastated,
and then a fire happens and we don't know who started it. Someone ends up in the river.
Yep. Well, luckily that didn't really happen.
I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know if this is a weird question. It's like, when did you know you were gay? Is that like a weird, like, is that like
a thing?
That's
not a weird question.
That's
kind of the standard question.
I guess, yeah. But maybe that's why I feel weird about it.
That's the first question that people ask.
Because it's weird that you have to, like, it's something you have to figure out. It's like, I had to figure out that I was straight, I guess, but you wouldn't talk about it.
No, I think there are some stages. I realized in high school because the people that I had crushes on were my best girlfriends. I didn't really have crushes on guys.
Yeah.
And so I kind of knew in high school, like, I just feel like such an other. Like, yes. I'm not talking about guys and who I slept
it's
with.
It's more that I'm just really into having friends.
Yeah,
being your
I really like friends.
and did your friends ever get boyfriends and you're like, what's happening?
No, because I knew that's what kind of was like a turn on, that they were straight women. I was like, oh, I'm like, really, I love that. I'd never had any preconceived
notion
that
you're very feminine and traditionally.
Would be with me.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be with me. I just really love them.
Sure.
I had no, it's not going to be an item.
I think that is how, like, adolescent romance kind of is. It's like, because you don't know who you are at that age. So you just project it all into someone else. Like, oh, I really like you. I'm just putting it all on them instead of it being a balanced give and take. Like, that doesn't come till I haven't even done that yet.
And then I had a really safe boyfriend my senior year of high school. Like, my best friend, who's like an indie rocker, who's very sensitive and plays piano and guitar and sings and really like a warm, tender person.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, he'll be my boyfriend.
Sure.
We didn't ever do anything. I'm a gold star lesbian. Like, I've never had sex with a man. Never. Wow, like, I've never wanted to.
Difficult to do, right? Because it guys are always trying to have sex with you. That seems to me that guys are always trying to have sex with girls.
That doesn't mean that it's going
to
happen.
Sure, but yeah, that's true. That's on you.
There are lesbians
who are... I just feel like guys
are
so aggressive, you know, like...
Yeah.
Like, it must just happen all the time.
That's how much of a lesbian I am. There are people that I know, lesbians, who are like, oh, I've tried it because I was doing research. I was interested in what it was
took
like.
Took a pill or when I had a breakdown.
Yeah. Like, no. It's always been pretty straightforward. Like, women. And
pretty
then,
gay forward.
And then in college, I kind
Spot
of realized...
Joke.
I remember like having like this huge breakdown. Like, oh my God, what does that mean for my life? I'm a lesbian. I remember like where I was when I told it to myself.
Yeah.
And then I was like, if I say it out loud, then that's what I'm going to be, because you can't really take it back. Like, I'm...
Right. Just admitting.
I'm committing.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I've probably ever committed to.
Right. And it's a difficult thing because you have to admit that those feelings of being other that you had before are somehow validated or like somehow real in a way that you're going to have to deal with.
I always felt like when my girlfriends, my friends who were girls, would talk about having sex or doing things with men, anything like how girls talk, I would get really like hot and bothered. Not like hot and bothered, but like I would get very like shy and kind of like
just
almost
sexual.
Attacked, kind of like, oh, I don't, I'm like not supposed
I shouldn't
to be
hearing this.
In,
yeah, it like, would be like a guy being in a girl's
or
locker
I felt
room.
Bad, not or like kind of like it. I was being made fun of because I was like the only
You're supposed
one.
To be part of it.
Yeah, I was the only one in this group of three or four that had nothing to offer. So I was like completely quiet and they were like, meow, 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 like talking about whatever they were doing. And I was like, oh, that's going to be my life. And then I decided, no, I'm going to own it. Like, I'm going to have something that they can't talk about.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it completely changed my mindset about it. Like, this is really cool. And I know really cool lesbians. And it doesn't have to be this, like...
I'm
from
Wisconsin.
You're
not the only one. Yeah.
What is my life going to be like? I was in, like, a bad place for maybe a month. It wasn't very long.
Was it still in high school, though?
No, it was in college.
Oh, sorry. You said that.
When things started happening, I guess.
You mean with other girls?
Ladies.
In college?
Yeah.
I want to hear about it.
Ladies.
Do you mind?
No, of course.
Who
let
is
me,
she?
Let me see if I can, like, you're like, who is it?
Who broke your heart?
Who broke it? I remember
Not
being...
Not your heart, who broke your puss.
Oh, my, who broke my puss? I can't remember who was my first...
Oh, bullshit.
Maybe my... No, I can't. I think my friend who...
You don't have an origin story?
An origin story? where it all began? What are you talking about?
I mean, like the story of your virginity. I feel like doesn't everyone have one?
That was when I was a kid, though. I was kind of promiscuous as a child. Like a child. It was probably,
you had sex
like,
as
abuse.
A child?
It was maybe abuse.
That sounds...
I didn't have sex as a child.
Like
I'm just
abuse.
Saying, like... You know.
Go on.
It's not. I'm saying it's not. But you know how kids can start to like experiment with each other?
Oh, sure. Kids are like
you
testing
know, you
each
have a
other
because
they don't know what's happening. They're
yeah.
like, what are these?
Yeah.
You can't really call that abuse.
No, but maybe you can.
But it really only if there's an age difference.
No. Absolutely
That's
not.
It's a fine line. Very strange. I guess everyone's just exposed to sexuality at different times.
I had my... And then my parents found out. Ooh, a couple times.
Oh, God.
Twice.
What, is it just like you and a
like
neighborhood
a neighbor,
kids, like
a neighbor
fiddling,
child.
Fiddling about?
Yeah, yeah. And then, oh, that was so scarring. But, I mean,
like,
I would
just
be,
turn you off from sex for... Or, like, from sexual feelings for a while?
No. Not really.
That's good. Because I feel like that is the kind of thing... You seem like the kind of person where it's like, you'll face things and then really make a conscious choice about which way your life is going to go.
Right. Like, I'm very kind of Taurus. I am Taurus.
I've been interacting with lots of Tauruses lately. You could say that it's bullshit with, like, astrology.
Literally.
Astrology and everything. But I don't know. It's just fun. A weird coincidence, Tauruses. And you seem like it. Very headstrong.
Yeah. Me and Shirley MacLaine.
But you also seem to have, like, an overall view of, like, where you want yourself to be and go.
Yeah.
So that you can be like, this isn't gonna, I don't know,
I'm just thinking about this now, but, like, that kind of thing that happened in my adolescence would maybe turn me off to guys in general. But I don't think that was it. I think it was just kid experimentation and curiosity.
Yeah.
And then as I grew up, I mean, I realized who I was. Like, I feel like it's kind of nature for that to happen. And I think the trauma of my parents finding out is the trauma.
Yeah. What, did that really change your relationship with them?
No.
That's good.
Maybe, are they cool? Maybe at the time, but not since.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait,
what was your parents' reaction to coming out?
I didn't.
Ooh.
I haven't.
Scandalous.
Scandalous. And you know what? I think it has to happen, like, this week.
No.
This is when I open my next beer. Where is it?
Amazing.
Because...
Wait, so they're in Wisconsin.
They are.
And we're in New York.
We're in New York.
And how far removed from them are you? Like, when did that happen? Like,
removed? What do you mean?
Like, it seems like to have not come out at this point, like, you've just kind of removed yourself from their situation.
I come from a very WASPy place where no one, it's kind of don't ask, don't tell. It really is. They're not the kind of, you know, Jewish, Italian, loud mother and father who ask, like, when are my grandkids coming? Oh, who are you dating? It's not that at all.
Right.
Like, if...
You don't talk about it.
No. They're not going to ask me that. And maybe if I was straight, I don't think they would have asked me anyway.
Right.
It's kind of like
it's
personal...
It's your business.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we don't really want to talk about that.
Did you ever have a sex talk or anything?
My mom gave me a book and said, don't be stupid.
Oh, wow. That sounds so similar to my family.
I mean,
so,
I just...
So, like, my dad... like, said that he learned lots of stuff from books. I was like, cool. And then that's, like, my grandfather's favorite phrase.
And then somehow you were born.
Don't be stupid. Or don't do anything stupid or something. It's like,
exactly.
I love doing stupid things. That's, like, the joy of life.
When I was going to UW-Milwaukee, my first year, I was a freshman, and I think she just said, don't be stupid. That was my sex talk.
And you're like, how can you even interpret that if you have no... knowledge, or, you know, that's
right.
So
and I was still
bizarre.
Kind of like straight then. My first year of college, I had no idea what was going on.
Well, who does?
Right. I was like, I'm gonna change my life. I'm gonna change my name. I'm gonna change my attitude because people don't like me in high school. I'm just gonna change everything about myself.
Did you? You sounds like you had like a core group of friends in high school or something.
I had a core. Now I only have one friend. And she lives here in New York.
Ah. Do they know that you're gay?
Yes. I'm out to everyone. Work, friends, except my parents. My brother knows, my uncle knows, because my uncle's very gay.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
So, yeah, but he called me last night. He's like, so, I'm going to back up a little bit. My parents are coming to visit me in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
With my aunt.
Aunt.
My aunt, my auntie.
Auntie.
And so it's kind of giving me like heart palpitations because I've had a girlfriend for a year and a half here.
Oh, wow.
Still have her.
We'll get to that later in a minute.
Right. And so I feel like I can't introduce this person as my friend. That's not me. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I
saw Kissing Jessica Stein. That's when the relationship starts to
fall
apart.
Yep. Bless you, straight man. But that's kind of like a straight...
That's
straight friendly,
yeah, oh yeah,
gay
yeah.
movie.
There's a little. Everything's kind of caricatured in that movie,
yeah.
but for a good point,
yeah.
I guess. Anyway, we can talk about movies.
We can talk about movies.
All day.
Oh, funny story. My mom saw Kissing Jessica Stein when I was home in Wisconsin. I had taken my Netflix with me on my trip. And it was
so there's
sitting,
any more obvious movie
I
to
fell asleep.
Say that your daughter's a lesbian.
Yep. I fell asleep watching that movie and the, you know, the little Netflix
pause
case.
On their sex scene, on their lesbian sex scene,
no.
Or whatever.
So the
pause in Schindler's List, just pause on the boob.
My parents know. Yes, you're right. Anyway, my my Netflix was sitting out on my bedstand and my mom came in, you know, at 7 a.m. because she wants to do my laundry or something weird. I'm 28. Podcastos.
Podcastos.
She read it. She's like, blah, 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 like to herself a little bit because I'm still zonked
the
out.
Netflix
but I,
description.
Yeah, but
of
I
the
kind
envelope.
Of, I can kind of hear her because I have woken up since she walked in my room. She's reading it, and I was like, shit, fuck, shit, fuck, shit, fuck, shit. She's like, oh, I've never seen this movie before. And that's it. And then put it down and left.
Yeah, because why would it be a big deal to anyone but you? Because it's in your head all the time.
Yeah. What?
So
that was a close call, I think.
How long ago was that? I don't think that's a close
maybe
call.
Maybe a
I really
year
don't think
and
that's
a half.
Close call. That's just all in your head because...
A year and a half ago.
Because it's on your mind. Like, you want to talk to her about it.
Right.
I have, you and want I've, her to say something.
I've
and just
wanted her to say something. I've wanted the opportunity to say something for maybe 4 years.
Wow. How often do you see your parents?
Maybe twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
When I go home.
Yep.
But, you know, you can always come up with some kind of excuse where it's not...
Of course.
Not the right time. My brother got married. There's a bridal shower. Somebody's big birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving. It's not a time where you want to like shake and rock the boat and make people cry. If I don't
no.
know if that's
yeah,
gonna
if
be it, the reaction.
That's gonna happen, yeah.
But if I can control your reaction, of course I'm not gonna say anything. I'm okay with it, but I don't know how you're gonna react.
Right.
And I don't wanna be like, remember the Christmas of 2011 when Dana came out and ruined Christmas? Like, I owe them more than that. I know this, but that's always my thought is like,
yeah.
I don't want to
find a lower scale holiday.
Yeah. Maybe I could come back on Columbus Day and say something.
Memorial Day. I'm
exactly.
okay. Exactly. Because that's about civil
and
rights.
And I'm black. Sorry, guys. Actually, my mom always wanted a little black baby.
Ooh, fail.
I feel like I should adopt one.
Just and name her after your mom.
Or him.
After your mom?
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming to New York, and do you think this is the time? There's no giant special occasion to ruin it for you?
The thing is, my aunt is also coming with them, and I can see my aunt maybe saying something like, oh, well, who are you seeing? And then I'm going to have to be honest and tell them, and that's not fair to them, that their first time hearing it is the same time that my aunt asked.
Oh, interesting.
Does that make sense?
Like, I guess so.
I think that they should know before that very probable scenario could happen.
Yeah. Probably.
Because then they're going to feel stupid.
That'd be cool if you could go out to lunch with your parents first or whatever. But it'd be so nice for someone to ask like that. Like, oh, are you seeing anyone or whatever? And you're like, well, yeah, I actually have a girlfriend. Like, that's kind of a
right. And I've
cool
been
way to
out
do,
for
to
6 years.
Yeah.
And you haven't known. I mean, yes.
That's going to be a hard conversation no matter what.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I mean, if your parents are cool, then, you
I
know.
I feel like they
it
know
could just
already.
Be like an accepting thing. It could be beautiful. It could be like... It sucks that it has to be such a big event that you're in some way afraid of, like, not to say that you're like scared of it, but
well, I am.
It is like a.
It's giving me major anxiety because I wish I could control how it happens.
Sure,
and
like it's not
reaction.
Fair to have that put on you inherently that it's something that you have to do.
Like, oh my god, you just happen to be coming, and I happen to have a girlfriend at the same time, who happens to be here, and who, if I was a good person, would introduce you to.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
Well, I hope you do what's right in your heart.
Thanks, Grandma.
I don't know. I've never been in this situation before.
It's kind of a pickle, but maybe it's the good catalyst.
Well, it's the pickle that there's only one way out of, which is you talking to them. And so that's going to happen the only one way thing. Or another. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not really...
When I take him to the drag show, maybe I'll say something. Because really, where else would I go?
Now, would you rather you just say it out of the blue or have them be like, put clues together like that?
In a perfect world, I would have loved it to be organic and like, so who are you seeing anyone? Or blah, 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 people are talking about dating. Oh, Dana, have you? Like, something like that. That has never happened. I'm telling you.
Yeah, because they're so proper.
So waspy that it literally hasn't happened for like 5 years.
Wow.
Because I've been waiting for that moment.
You're hanging on their every word for this to happen. It's
waiting,
on the tip of your tongue.
Or else the moment has not been right at all.
And you just kind of, yeah, and you're like, it's not going to be
like,
this trip.
I'm just going to move past that because
ooh,
I'm respectful of
people
in the room.
That's a big burden to carry all the time around. Or like when you're talking to your parents.
I hate that I'm so old. People usually come out when they're like 17.
I don't know if usually. Some people never come out, ever.
That's true. But I'm saying, I'm watching Dawson's Creek right now, and yeah, one of the characters comes out in high school, and I was like, I feel like such a loser. Dawson's Creek is making me feel like such a goob.
But that's the problem all the time when you compare yourself to other people. I don't know, just in anything. You're like, oh, Mozart wrote a symphony when he was 7. I'm a failure.
Well, it's like so not in my nature to hold anything back, really.
Yeah.
And so I feel completely hypocritical. Like, I'm going to all the pride parades. I went to Washington, D.C. They know everything I've done. I'm still not. I haven't said the words to them.
Sure. Because,
that
like you said,
so
the words are, seem like it, they make it real.
Yeah.
Like, and until then, we can kind of, even if they know already, you can kind of pretend like they don't
right,
know.
Right. You don't ask, so you don't get to know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Which is kind of on them, too, because as a parent, you have to be able to talk to your kids about horrible things.
Here's the thing.
Sex.
My brother just got married. He got married to a woman, and apparently she sold her apartment and bought a house. And this is before they actually got married. They were like still fianced. It was like a month before the wedding. I was like, hey, does that mean Evan's moving into this house? And they said, we don't know. That's too personal a question.
What?
And I said, in what world is that personal? They're getting married.
Yeah, people are just curious about your life.
Of course they're going to live in the same house.
That's weird. It's very strange to kind of bottle it up like
that. Like, why is that personal? Very odd world where I come from, and
I know.
Don't usually know how to handle.
I'm trying to crack it open a little bit by saying it's okay to talk about everything because this is just what life is.
About your parents? Are they like...
I mean, like, we don't talk about things, but I'm sure they would if I brought anything up. That's kind of... Their thing has always been like, we're available for you in whatever way you want, and then I shut down to them more often than not.
Right.
So we don't talk about relationships or girls, really, but that's because I haven't been in a serious relationship in quite some time.
Why not?
Good question.
You're busy, though.
Not that busy. Sledge is like, nah, I'm way busier than he is. It's not. I don't know. I'm waiting for a great connection with someone and to be less of a coward and ask people out when I like them and stuff. And
what's your type? Do you have a type?
I don't know. I like people who can relax, who we can, you know, watch Netflix for an entire day. Because that sounds awesome.
Lazy assholes.
You know, you gotta be able to mix it up. Like, you gotta like to do things sometimes, but then not force me to go out all the time because I like being lazy with you or something.
Right, so you're a cat and you want another cat.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
And sometimes cats are feisty,
cat.
But you're mostly like a...
Well, isn't that... That's what I think of as the point of beginning a relationship is like you don't have to go out on the scene now as much.
Exactly.
Because that you like picked up what you were looking for. But I don't know how to meet those kinds of people. And another thing, something about going back to theater people, like if those girls, a lot of those girls would like come to me and be more like aggressive with their, it's like it, saying their feelings and like starting a dialogue about it. And so it made it easy. It was really easy for me to be like, oh, you like me. So like, yeah, I like you too.
Right. It's kind of like high school. Being, 2.0.
Yeah, oh, totally. But 4.0. Instead of being like taking on a more traditional male role and being more of an aggressor and really asking peer or telling people that I like them or want to go out with them or whatever, taking those steps. So that's something that I've been trying to do more of late. And then I think that'll open it up to a wider array of girls who might be better for me than people who. To make the first move and then I don't know how to chill out when you're actually in a relationship.
Right. Where does one find girls? Are you an online person or do you like
I've never done the online.
Really?
How do you find girls?
That's so 2010 through 12.
Everyone's online now. Sledge has a OkCupid. He's
are going. You?
Sledge has a date later tonight, probably with some OkCupid.
Oh my
girl.
Gosh! No, I did OkCupid. I did Match.com, and then I was like, I don't have any money. Why am I doing this?
Right.
But those were like the serious people, I think, because you have to pay for it.
Uh huh. And did you have any successful dates on that?
Define successful. I had dates.
Well, at least you get to meet a bunch of other lesbians. That's probably really helpful.
Right. Because, like, I don't walk down the street with a sash around my chest that says lesbian.
But you have that in your closet.
Right. I do. I have it if I need it. And I also don't go to lesbian bars. I go to gay bars.
I didn't even
bars.
Know that there were lesbian bars. And I've talked to some gay guys about this, about how there's really this big gay culture and gay bars and clubs and
yes.
Gay guys are really friendly and have lots of gay friends, but there's no lesbian scene really.
There is, and they're the same people. I can tell you this now that I've experienced it because my girlfriend is kind of in it.
So what does the lesbian scene look like? Paint me a picture.
The New York lesbian scene is kind of like... You have your bars. You have Henrietta Hudson. You have Stonewall. There's one in Brooklyn. I've never been there. But there's a couple in the West Village. And they're always the same people.
Yeah.
They're literally the same people. They have, like, girls' nights, you know, every first Thursday of the month or something. Huh?
Every lesbian in New York?
Yeah. It's like, I know there are more than 200 lesbians in New York. I want to find those people.
Yeah.
Because the people who are at these parties are not who I want to be dating.
How would you classify them?
People who are always out all the time.
Party lesbos.
The same place. The same places. They have no other hobbies besides drinking at the same bars.
Ooh. Yeah.
Thursday through Sunday.
At some point, you gotta find something else to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm like, do you go to a museum or readings?
Anything.
Or shows or, you know, play bingo. I don't care what you do. Do you have
croquet.
Fucking kayaking. Do you go upstate? Like, I need to know that you are interesting and your hobby is not just drinking.
Yes.
That's what is so upsetting about the scene. Is that the scene
is only drinking.
Just drinking at the same places.
Yep.
Every week is the same thing.
I get burned out on that so quickly, just going to bars and like
it's fun to do once in a while. It's like, hey, let's go to Cubbyhole.
Yeah, fun. You're like, oh, this is weird and crazy. Well, there's so many people here. Why would anyone ever do this?
Right.
And then you like pay $20 for a shot and then like sweat on a girl and
pretty good.
And then go home.
Yeah. Well, they're all from Long Island. I don't know. They just have a look that they kind of all look the same. And
yeah. So where else can you turn besides the internet?
Where else? I don't know. I kind of want the ones who stay home. So where do I just knock on doors? And just like go trick or treating.
Yeah. Maybe on next Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. lesbian?
There needs to be some kind of activity.
I'm taking a census.
Yeah. Sexual preference, please check one box.
Right. Just all one I box. Need is your phone number and sexual preference. I don't know. So, but what was your online experience?
Match.com
and then later OkCupid.
I loved OkCupid just because it was so informal. It was the free site. You get kind of kinkier people, I guess, instead of
people looking to get settled down.
Yeah, which I'm not really, I will be into that, but I think I was just looking for a girlfriend.
Right.
A girlfriend. I don't want to, you know, look after your kids that you have already.
Had you had a girlfriend in college?
Yes.
Cool.
That's it.
Just a college fling.
It was like a girl. It was my best friend that I begged to become my girlfriend.
Oh,
and
so,
and
touching.
Of course, that turned out awful. I think we only dated for like 6 months, but.
Wow, but she did
she
it.
She was my best friend, so.
She really loved you in some best friend way?
Yeah. But, like, we would sleep in the same bed as best friends all the time.
And you're
but
like,
she was
let's
very,
make this work.
Very straight with bi curiosity. I think I'm the only girl she's ever dated, but she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she realized,
wasn't for me.
No, I'm more straight.
I need to ask this question. How does girl sex work? Like, what's going where?
it depends on how you define sex, I guess. If sex is a penis and a vagina, and then you both get off,
not
and that's
thinking
sex.
About it that way because
what is sex to you though?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's like a sliding definition, right? Because like you say, like,
I work on a grayscale.
Oral sex
obvi.
Is sex, anal sex is sex, and vaginal sex is sex. But I interpret all of those with a penis involved because
I mean I can have sex by myself.
From.
Like if an orgasm is required,
right. That's the yeah.
Can I have sex with myself?
Whatever
yes.
you do, whatever you do to have an orgasm, be sex.
Whatever you okay, sex to me is pleasuring the other person how they would like to be pleasured.
Nice.
That's it.
Yep.
And if they're satisfied, if they're happy, then you had sex.
So that just leaves the imagination wide open.
Yeah,
which is great.
I think like people put a huge expectation on it, like really,
yeah, I'm like this is sex. This is what
you're with another
it is.
Person. Like,
if you're being really intimate, then that's what counts. That's what makes the sex.
I'm gonna read you a book
and
then
you.
Kiss your neck, and you'll fall asleep, and we have sex. No, but I mean, if
there needs to be some,
there's not a lot of use your imagination. I mean,
yeah. I'm doing a great job of that.
I've never used any kind of toy, even though I would love to.
You're looking for that perfect person to do it with?
Not a perfect person. The
not
other
you,
person will
girlfriend.
Have to want to.
Have
it has
you
to
brought
be mutual.
It up?
I don't. For us, it's not possible just because of anatomy and whatever.
I don't know. I'm not even going to touch that one.
No, it's not that she doesn't have a penis or anything. She's
that's
not like a Hermie. Not a hermaphrodite. But, yeah, it's like, I don't know, if you do what they want and they're happy.
Yeah.
Right. I can have sex. I would not say no to having sex with a man. I mean, I would say no, but you know what I mean? Like, I could, and I would, and I think it would be fine.
If you were in the mood?
Because I would know what to do. Just because that's... It's... They would show you what to do, and...
That's what you think. You have a... You think that, but that's not necessarily true. You don't know
have
what
it would
be like.
Have you had really bad sex?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It would probably be bad.
A definitive yes.
Maybe they're lesbians.
Maybe we just weren't right for each other. Maybe our parts didn't fit.
Maybe. Maybe. No, but I think if you're sexual and you have experience doing anything to anyone, yeah.
Yeah. That's good to know. So anyone, any of the prospective lesbians out there, you know, you'll figure it out. Just do what feels
lesbians.
Good.
Lesbians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't ever...
sitting in auditing classes right now.
Yeah, and it takes two. So the other person is going to tell you. And being a lesbian, you need to tell the person what to do.
Yeah, because all girls, you should do that.
You should. You should be very vocal.
You, both of us, would have such a better time.
No one is going to be angry if you tell them what to do.
Yeah.
They want you to say something.
Right, but sometimes it's very difficult.
I had like a mentor lesbian who kind of was older, kind of showed me things that she had done, and it was kind of like, oh my god, my sexual awakening, and it was like after college.
Awesome.
Yeah, and
just
I was like,
when you're ready for it.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna be really kinky right now because I need to be and I want to be,
because this whole world opens up
and
for
she
you.
Wanted to be like, I think we were in the same space. I think I was like a rebound and I was totally okay with that.
Yeah, because you were like, teach me.
Yeah, I want to know everything, because the people that I was with in college, they weren't lesbians.
They were, yeah.
They were straighties by weird theater girls that attention or experience, whatever. They weren't experienced as a lesbian. And so I was like dying to have that experience. And I had it.
Sure. That's awesome. And then after that, you were like, knew how to get a date.
Well,
or
I
something.
Wanted. I felt really confident in doing like OkCupid stuff because I wasn't scared. Like, oh, how are we gonna have sex if I don't even know her?
Yeah,
I literally
do that?
Don't know her.
I don't
her.
Know how to do that either. That's not what sex should be about to me.
Right.
And yet we're such a culture of that, of just leaping into sex so quickly.
I had a really awful OkCupid date.
That ended in sex?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me
we
about
got,
it.
She was a bartender down in the seaport, and she took me everywhere. And I thought we were going to have dinner, and we never had dinner. So I went straight from work. I got off work at like 5:30, went down to the seaport. We began drinking, and then just bar hopped everywhere.
Ooh.
We had wine, beer, shots, wine, beer, shots, more shots, wine, hard liquor, vodka. All night.
She was one of those party lesbians?
Yeah. And I was like, this is awesome. And all of our drinks were free because she knew everyone.
Cool.
And I mean, we had talked on OkCupid for a while, maybe a month before we met. And my God, she was crazy. And then I obviously couldn't make it home.
Yeah, you're wasted.
I was wasted. And I drank just as much as she did.
Was that her plan?
Obviously. I don't know.
Are ladies as cunning as men in that way? It's like, if she was a guy, yeah, that's the plan.
But she lived down there too. So then we went back to her place, and I also smoked a lot of cigarettes, and it just made me sick. And I threw up all night.
Ooh. That is bad.
But only after we, like, we fooled around for a while. And she made me say her name a lot. I was like, I don't remember your name. She's like, say my name, say my name. I was like, I don't remember. It was awful.
That's the price you pay for having sex with someone you don't know.
It was awful. And then, yeah, and then after that, I just threw up all night. And then in the morning, I threw up more. And then she had to go to work.
And you never saw her again?
Rode with her to work. She had a car service. Threw up at her work. This is really gross. I'm so sorry. And then she paid for a car service for me home. And I threw up in the cab and then at home.
That's a lot of vomit.
Yeah. It was a lot of drinking we did. And this is the point of the story. Take it slow.
Yeah, because you just spent everything up that night.
I mean, she was a sweet girl.
And maybe you could have had something if you just had a drink and then hung out that
night.
Man,
I wish we could have like babies right now.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Do you want babies?
I'm kind of like, if it comes with the package, if I meet someone, or, I mean, I have a girlfriend now, but I'm just thinking, like, if that ever happened and this person had children, that's the only circumstance that I can see where I would have acquired children.
I gotcha. So what? How did you meet the current girlfriend?
OkCupid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, now, how was that first date?
It was great.
Compared to the puky,
I was in Wisconsin. I was in Wisconsin, and I was talking about how cheap all the beer is, and she was like, "I'm gonna take you to the best dive bar where there's like $2 beer." It was in the East Village.
Oh, okay. Great. Gotcha.
Yeah, she kissed me on my first date. It's like, oh, she's a comedian. She's very funny.
Oh, good. Have you seen her shows?
Yeah, of course.
Well, would some people maybe wouldn't want to see it because you're like, oh, what if you're
she
bad?
She made me.
She made you because she was like,
she's like,
I'm fucking funny. I'm going to take
it.
Oh,
she has no confidence issues that way.
Awesome. Yeah, is she older or younger?
Older. 40.
Ooh.
I'm 28.
What do you think about the age difference? Because it seems like a lot of the 20-something people I know are dating older people.
In this case, age is just a number. I often feel older, just in terms of domesticity, cleaning up after thyself, you know, stuff like the little things. Handling money.
Yeah, she's kind of like the reckless
careless
artist.
Yeah, pretty careless.
That's sweet. You've been together how long?
A year and a half.
Nice. And what where does the future hold? Can I ask that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you're just going one day at a time?
Yeah.
Awesome. I guess it's time that I just do OkCupid and meet a lady.
You should, and be very... My gosh, so many of my friends who are awesome are on OkCupid.
And good to know.
A lot of the guys
but
are
then why don't
awful.
Their friends set me up with those people? You know what I mean? Can I just ask you to set me up with one of your friends instead of them?
I'll show you pictures, and then you can say...
I don't want pictures, just set me up. With someone you think is compatible with my face.
With your face? Okay.
It's like the level of attractiveness that you judge me without the sunburn that I have all over my face right now. Then just set me up with an
equivalent. Do you like someone shorter than you or taller than you?
I've never dated someone taller than me. I'm like,
I don't think it would be taller, but maybe the same height or shorter.
Is she really fat?
I have a couple. No. No. I have some cuties I can set you up with.
I love fat girls.
That are smart and funny. And
so what's their deal? Why don't they have boyfriends?
They did, and then now they don't.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. With the smart, funny, attractive girls, you gotta just find the windows in between.
Because I think the guys are weird.
On OkCupid? Or in general?
In the guys that they were with.
Sure, yeah, sure.
I really honestly think that the guys are weird.
Well, give me their phone, I'll date all of them. One at a time.
I should start a blind date service.
Yeah, well, just for me, though.
Just that's what I'm saying, I don't have any other straight friends.
Really?
Straight guy friends. I have very little.
So you just roll in an all-gay crowd?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I love gay bars. I love gay male bars.
Whoa, excuse
which
me.
Which are very different than...
What is it? What? How do you view, like, the gay guys? The gay scene?
How do I view them?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like, are you
that's
just
my
delighted?
Shit. I am a gay man. This is why we get along so well. Like, I love Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli. I love that. I'm actually wearing, like... Liza Minnelli shoes right now.
Yeah, they're awesome gold slippers.
Golden slippers. But yeah, like, gay men and I are the exact same person.
I see.
If I can generalize, and I will, and I have.
Right, and no, you know, straight guys must be a weird thing, because they're everywhere.
everywhere.
What's the
I usually get along with straight guys. It's not. I don't not like straight guys. I don't like lesbians. I think that's my problem. I don't. I just there's
right.
something that I don't. They're not gay men. That's I think the wall there. Like my interests, like the things that we will be talking about in general, will not be the same.
So you're saying that although you are like have the same characteristics as a gay man, other lesbians don't follow that?
No. All gay people are not the same. Like, gay women...
That's what I was implying.
And gay men are very, very different, I think.
Except for you. You're crossing boundaries.
I am. That's a lonely world.
Yeah. What about those straight girls? What are they up to? They're around.
Which ones? Your girlfriends that I'm setting you up with?
I guess. So you have... I mean, so you have some straight friends. And
I have a lot of straight girlfriends. Mostly straight girlfriends.
I guess that makes sense. Girls stick together.
They do. Have I slept with them? Some of them. Yes.
Like all of us.
Like, raise your hand. Yeah.
Like, if you hang out with a group of people for long enough, you'll
I can tell you that there's a group of people of my friends that I, like, 5 out of 10 would raise their hand that I've been with.
Yeah, you got
on a grayscale.
You gotta build that up, that experience for your next role.
Like, I love the level of awkward
that can happen. You thrive off of awkward.
I do. I'm just so... it's juicy. It's delicious.
I can't. I don't know how you live that way. I eat awkward. I don't know. I guess I accept that I am awkward, but and then still try to run away from it when possible. I still think that I can be suave, which is, I can't. And maybe I should get over that.
You can be suave? I was very intimidated of you.
Ooh,
when
thanks.
I met you first.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Probably because you looked important.
Oh, yeah. I try really hard to make that face at work. It'd be very totally. Important. Well, I think you've broken me down because I'm just like a person.
Like I you. Broke that wall.
Yeah.
One brick at a time.
I always saw us as equals. I don't know.
It's my invisible fist.
Yeah.
Maybe only invisible because the podcasters can't see it.
Right.
This is a visual-less medium.
No, I mean, we could video a podcast. This is a cutting edge, maybe. Try something new. I don't know.
I'd rather not take a shower.
You're still working in media, and what do you want to do? Where do you want to go from here?
Television. Now I'm unemployed, so anywhere, really.
Right, but now that the podcast is ending, and you'll be unemployed once again.
Uh-huh.
What's the dream job? What's the goal? Why are you in New York? What are you going to do?
Television.
You're going to write it? You're going to direct it?
Right now I'm just doing, like, shows? Assisting producers.
Nice.
So I'm kind of learning. I didn't go to school for television, so I'm kind of learning...
I did go to school for television. I don't know how it works. So,
well, I'm trying to keep my eyes open. Not write it. I would be awful.
Yeah, but. Fuck that. I'll do that for you, and then I'll give you a script. You have to make it. Deal?
Did you do writing?
Yeah. When I'm not doing this, this is taking up too much.
Don't
of my
you
time.
Hate when I people just, say like podcast you should write on 30 Rock?
No one's ever said that to me.
Oh, are you not that funny?
No. Clear. Have you not picked up on that?
Well, it's like people would tell me, like my aunt would be
you're
like,
so
"You
funny.
Should, you should be on Broadway in Wicked." Nope, I actually shouldn't. But thank you.
Sure. Yeah, there's my friend's doing that right now. There's enough people doing it. No one's really had that much confidence in my latent ability. Not my.
Sounds like you don't either.
Are sure, that I'll make it. Anyway,
it's got really
on
dark.
That note, no, I just want to know about the future, about things. It was cool. It was cool to wind down on like not a dating angle. Somehow, we just totally. Like we covered what we wanted to. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we get out of here?
My name is Dana. Like my dating profile?
No.
my interests.
Just anything.
I love
any
Show.
Like any final thought.
Take it slow. I think that's my mantra.
Yeah.
In dating in general.
Well, I've been taking it real slow.
Almost non-existently slow.
Barely moving. I expect a text message with your friend's picture and phone number. And we'll leave it at that.
I'll get it to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks, Sledge.
Thank you.
Great job, guys. Let's get out of here. Bye.
Bye.